We are saying good afternoon, but there is nothing good about this afternoon. We are saying good day, but there is nothing good about this day. This is an emergency broadcast. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reaching you from London and to the ends of the earth. The Biafran people are under occupation. They have been killing our people. The Nigerian murderous agents, Nigerian police, Nigerian army has been shooting Biafran people who are on peaceful demonstration following the detention and incarceration and the torturing of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra. We are making this known to the whole world that Biafran people are here to defend themselves. The pressure, the tension is building up, and it will get to a point where we cannot control any other person. We cannot control people who are angry, because this is an assault on free speech. This is an assault on free freedom of association. The indigenous people of Biafra are the indigenous people who are original to the land of Biafra. Nigeria is an occupation entrant. Nigeria is dominating, subjugating the people of Biafra to perpetual slavery and servitude. And it is time to say no to all this. Our people are being hounded and massacred. They are being hunted like animals, and they are being killed mercilessly by the murderous Nigerian agents. The Nigerian police, the Nigerian army, Nigerian navy, they combine, they are shooting our people in different cities across Biafra land. I need confirmation of all this, because this is a live broadcast and we want the world to take notice. We are reporting live here from London, but we have, of course, witnesses in Biafra land. We want people to come and witness, to come and render account on what has been happening, we understand that in Awka, police have shot women who are on peaceful demonstration. They have shot them, they are unarmed. Their crime is that they are protesting the continued detention and torturing of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Their crime is that they are asking the Nigerian authorities to release him. And the response from Nigerian murderous agents, Nigerian murderous police, is to shoot them. We are telling the world to take notice, because the tension is building, as I have said, and it may get to a point where nobody can be controlled. Because we have the right to defend ourselves, we have the right to self-defense, and every right-thinking human being should give those who are on peaceful demonstration passage. We understand that in Igwocha it is the same thing, but we need accurate report on the ground. Because we are not embarking on propaganda here, we will say the way it is. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still being held in detention, and he is still being tortured. And nobody is happy about this. We have instructed indigenous people of Biafra all over the world to begin to organize their own protests. We are not going to rest until he is released. We are not going to rest until Biafra is restored. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Richard M4, and I am the deputy leader of indigenous people of Biafra. This is a live broadcast. The number to call remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. This is a live broadcast once more, and we are reaching you from here, London, to the ends of the earth. We are on satellite, we are online, we are also on shortwave. But we can guarantee you that the shortwave transmission may not be on until later in the evening from 7 p.m. We are asking you to call in and report what is happening where you are, because the world is listening. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yes, good afternoon, Deputy Director. This is Michael Premoboy. I am calling you from Igwocha.
Yes.
I will tell you out that as an IPOB member, our movement was just a peaceful protest from Rumola down to Lagos bus stop. But I will tell you out that those that went on same peaceful protest at the Yobu, my three area, are the people, the foolish, idiot and stupid Nigerian police or army, as they call themselves, try to disrupt. And I want to tell you, as an Ijo man, I want to tell my Ijo people, I saw the environment, the Nigerian police to me, they were about to have one woman bad. And the one in the area, we don't know where you are, the don't know and grab a promo away. Because someone's bring the bad Nigeria out to you, or bring the Biafra out to you. And I'm going to Biafra out to me, or while woman is a girl, a girl, and a duke of going, I'm going to bring the Biafra, join the door. And I want to tell our job people, there is no sentiment about this. We are not ego. We are Biafrans. We are not ego. We are Biafrans. Because we are fighting for the destiny of our children. And I also want to inform you, Nigerian army, blood-sucking set of people, we are not afraid of you. But we are just being peaceful because our leader, Director Nnamdi Kanu, is still in incarceration. Yes, there is a speculation that they have released with a sum of 2 million naira. They need a shorty and nobody to come. All those are propaganda. Except we hear the voice of Director Nnamdi Kanu right on air from London broadcasting, we will have no rest. And we will keep protesting till we hear his voice. And I want to inform all Ijo brothers and sisters, be resolute. We're Nigerian man. You are not a Nigerian. As a Nigerian man, keep shouting it. You are a Biafran. As a Nigerian man, keep shouting. You are a Biafran. You are a man or a woman. Tell your children you are a Biafran. Most of you will say we don't want to die. We don't want war. You don't want to die, yet they are killing you. Your brothers and sisters are dying and nobody is looking for justice. And you say you don't want war. Our fathers from Ijaw, they are not lazy men and women. So we the children of Ijaw, we are not lazy. We all are Biafran. May God bless you and become wherever you are. And God will release you. And as I promise, we the Ijaw people will remain resolute. Thank you very much. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Igosha.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that excellent report. That is our brother from Izon, and he has made it clear that we are Biafrans and that the Nigerian government has been trying to bamboozle everybody to answer Nigeria. We are not Nigerians. We are Biafrans, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. The moment is now for us to claim our territory. Moment is now for us to assert our right to self-determination. This is a live broadcast on a day the Nigerian police, the Nigerian army, the Nigerian navy, and all their counterparts in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria have descended on Biafra land to shoot unarmed and peaceful protesters. Their crime is that they are protesting the continued incarceration, the continued torturing of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. The world is taking notice, and we are making this abundantly clear. The tension is building up, and it may get to a point when we will not be able to control anybody anymore. We have the right to defend, to self-defense. We have the right to self-determination. This is a live broadcast once more. The number to call remains +447 405 964146. +447 405 964146. They call on the phone your name and where you are. We cannot continue to wait. We want credible evidence on the ground on what is happening.
Good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon. Please move on quickly and tell us what you want to tell us, please.
Yeah, my name is Sunday Nadoze Eze, calling from Igosha, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. What happened at Igosha, please?
Igosha is in a good atmosphere, and the rally, and there's a rally in Igosha, and where I am now, I've not seen any problem or kind of, you know, police abuse or the rest.
Yes, but there are some areas where there was some issues.
Yeah, but where I am now, there's no anything. I've not seen any. I've not heard. So around all the IPOB members, they come out in mass to protest over the release of our director and our leader.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep on. Well with you.
Thank you. Thank you. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. They call on the phone your name and where you are calling from.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
My name is Emmanuel Okore, sir. I'm calling you from Igwata.
Thank you very much. Can you give us on the spot report about what is happening there?
Okay, sir. Please, we are very sorry. We have heard what happened, and all of us here are lamenting over the arrest of our director. And some people here are complaining that they have released director. So, sir, we want to confirm if it is reality that our director has been released.
Director is still in detention. Director is still being held. He has not been released, but the process for the granting of bail is still ongoing. At the moment, there is nothing we are sure of until he is here with us. It is not over until it is over.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much.
We are for him. They will release him. The two police, the two army, and the detainer himself, Buhari. God will hold him ransom, and our director is going to be released as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Mecca from the United States.
Yeah, Dr. Mecca, who? Sorry.
Google.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm calling from Texas. Please, I'm very, very, this is a very sad story to hear what is happening in Nigeria. And I want the whole world to understand that Nnamdi Kanu did not commit any crime. And I'm asking everyone in the United States to call their representative to tell the White House that this guy, they need to speak up and tell Buhari to release this guy as soon as possible. Because what is happening is not good. I mean, I don't know why the United Nations have to be calm and seeing people massacred in Biafra land. I want the whole world to understand that this guy is a freedom fighter. He did not commit any crime. They need to understand this. And whatever has happened to Nnamdi Kanu, Nigeria, we see what is going to happen. This is not fair. I mean, we've been suffering from the creation of Nigeria. And we cannot, we are not going to be suffering anymore. Even right now, I'm calling, trying to see if I can get, I'm calling the United Nations, I'm calling our senators, I'm writing to them, I'm emailing them to make sure that they understand what is going on. Because this is not fair. They need to be stopped playing all these games. And why people are dying. And they're saying that we are one Nigerian. We are never a Nigerian. And we are Biafrans. And I want the office, all those criminals, police and armies, and they think that they are helping. Let them understand that whatever that happened to our brother, we have to fight back, and we are not going to. There's a lot of things we are planning here, but I can't say anything on the air. But let them understand that we are not quiet. We in the United States, we are watching very carefully, and I want the whole world to understand that we have freedom here, and that freedom should be given to everybody in Nigeria, or everybody in Biafra land. And we are not just fighting for the sake of Biafra, but we are telling the whole world that Nigeria is a zoo. It's a bad place to live. Everybody knows it's the number one corrupt nation in the whole world, where nobody can speak for their rights. And I want them to release this guy as soon as possible. They have tortured him a lot. Let them leave him alone. Let the whole world hear this. This guy will try, I'm trying my best to see what I can do to make sure that the whole world will hear this. I mean, if it's going to take us to go to the White House to report this issue, none of the in media, in Nigerian land, is broadcasting this. I'm watching it very carefully, even in the air, on the internet. Nobody, none of the Chinese TV or NTL, none of the Sahara TV, nobody's broadcasting this. That's how wicked they are. And even the CNN, they need to get involved. If it takes us to go to the White House to report this issue, we have to do it. Because this enough is enough for Nigerians. Enough is enough. They need to stop all this stupid life they are living. And Buhari is claiming that nothing is happening. They need to stop this, and I want the whole world to understand. They have to come out right now. All Biafrans, anywhere. Stop all this play. You guys need to come out and fight for your rights. And fight for your freedom. Enough is enough. We can't be suffering. We can't be suffering.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Well, succinctly put. Thank you very much. And we are asking everybody around the world, all indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world, to live up to expectation. You must demonstrate the fact that you are a Biafran. Now is the time. Yes. Now is the time. There is no other time than now. Thank you very much, my brother.
Alright, thank you. I'll keep following this, and I'll make sure that even I'm writing to my state representative here in the United States. We need to get this guy.
Yes, it appears your line is off, but you have said it all. Thank you very much. Thank you. We need eyewitnesses in Awka, in Umuahia, in Port Harcourt. That is Igwocha. We understand that there are protests there, and the police is descending on women in Umuahia in front of government house. Police is maltreating women who are on peaceful protest in Umuahia. And the world is taking notice. We can no longer keep quiet. Release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, or you will face the consequences. This is a live broadcast. We want credible evidence on the ground. We want credible reports, on the spot report, where you are, especially in Awka, in Umuahia, in Igwocha. and elsewhere where all these things are happening in Biafra. And this is a very live broadcast and an emergency one for that matter. And there is nothing good about this moment until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released and until he is here with us. We cannot rest. We cannot do anything to the contrary until we are all free, until we are here with him. Once again, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world where we have families are advised to begin this protest, peaceful protest around the world, protest the fact that Biafran people are being massacred, hunted like animals. They are economically emaciated. They are hunted in their places of worship, and they are politically disenfranchised. More importantly, they are killing us as we speak now, and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra has been held incommunicado. He has been beaten, he has been tortured, and he has been subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And we cannot take it any longer. We are following the civil platform to let the world know that we are disciplined people. We believe in democracy. We value democracy and rule of law, but we cannot allow anybody to trample on our right. We cannot allow any group of people to wipe us out of existence. We have the right to life. We have the right to exist. And we are the people of Biafra, more so the indigenous people. Nigeria is an alien entrant. Nigeria is a contraption occupying Biafra. Biafra predates Nigeria, and there is nobody that can win that argument. It is only when good people keep quiet that evil will continue to grow and overwhelm anything it comes in contact with. Now is the time. It is no longer business as usual. The people of Biafra have come of age. We are not going back until Biafra is restored. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Umuahia, in Igocha, and in other places around Biafra land, where people are being hounded and targeted, especially in major cities in Biafra land. There are other places that we don't have information as yet, but we are warning the international community. We are telling every man and woman of goodwill and the right community, the international human rights community, that we have right to exist and we have right to defend ourselves. Let the world hear this. At the moment they are killing Biafrans, at the moment they are shooting us, at the moment they are torturing us, because we want to be free. Freedom is our right. Freedom is what we seek, and there is nothing else. This is Radio Biafra, live broadcast, an emergency broadcast indeed this afternoon, and we are going to take the next caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. Please move away from your radio, please. Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
My name is Ndulisi and I'm calling from Asaba.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Please, I heard on one radio this morning. No. And the gun has been released. With the sum of 2 million naira and civil servant of on 16 level of work. Now, and they are telling us that it has not been released. I just want to confirm it is true.
What have you heard us say here? If Nnamdi Kanu is released, you will hear his voice.
But all stations are there on it here. No one reported about the matter since that one is there. You know, we want to see on what station call the Nibo. We want to see they will say, Zara, I will just cut you off. They will just cut you off when you call on their lady and their sister.
You don't need them. You don't need Odenibo FM. Radio Biafra is more than them, more than all of them combined together. Why are you going to Odenibo? Why would you go to Odenibo in the first place? Who are there? Can they measure up to what Radio Biafra is doing? Do they have any sense of decency at all?
No.
So, why would you go there in the first place? These are contractors who support Evo, who are looking for where to patch. And we have no time for them. We have no time for them. Thank you very much. You call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not listening. The number to call remains +447 405 964146+447 405 964146. Call on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
I am calling from Obidi, but if you want me to say my name, I will say, but I want to give some information. I'm just a member from Oka right now.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
If right now, and the zoo police, we are not have shot our women.
Yes.
My protecting women that are protecting.
Obiano has shot, Obiano has ordered police to shoot women who are on peaceful protest. Yes, please, can you repeat what you said? I was saying something and you were also saying it's not the best of it. Can you repeat it, please?
Okay. I said that after our meeting yesterday, we said we'll go for a peaceful protest if our director is not released this morning. So this morning, people compared our women, not men, women.
Yes.
Like they were doing at Enugu, it was women.
Yes.
Equal, it's young men and women together, they are protected. But at Oka, Jesus Christ, these people are heartless, uncle. Why? Women, women.
Yes.
If you see their guys, I ran away with my bike and my iPad and my phone. Okay. In my presence, with two women, their legs were bleeding. One, her leg was shattered. Bullets from police in another state, Oka. What are the words saying about all these things? Women.
Yes, we want. My brother, are you listening? Are you listening to me? We want videos and pictures of all those incidences and we are compiling them for the world body to see, please.
Yeah, we are just carrying carbon sheets written, release our enemy, free Biafra. Well, we are not carrying even sticks, let alone matches or top women with two rapper, all of them bad rapper. Mama Mato.
Yes. That is terrible. I am watching some video clips here as I speak and the world must take notice. We are warning that the tension is building up and it may get to a point when we will not be able to control anybody. We are warning that we have the right to exist. We have the right to self-determination. And the leader of indigenous people of Biafra is unlawfully being detained and tortured and incarcerated and being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And we are saying that it is unacceptable if he has committed any crime, take him to court. This time around, they are trying to whisk him away to go and begin to torture him where they torture terrorists. and we are asking where is the justice we are talking about. We are asking all men and women of goodwill, wherever you are, to stand up and live up to expectation. We are calling on the international community to take notice, because we are not going to be able to stop people from venting their anger. We will not be able to. We are trying all the best we can at the moment, but the tension is building up. What is going to happen if this continues will be uncontrollable. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is an emergency one indeed this afternoon. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking, we don't have this time. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon, my name is I'm calling from Anambra State.
Where in Anambra? We don't have this liberty. Give us your name and where you are calling from, please.
We don't have this liberty. Give us your name and where you are calling from, please.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. If anybody wants to speak, that person must be up to it. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Please, can you speak up? The world is listening. What is happening where you are? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, my fellow deputy director.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Sorry, you are what?
My name is... Hello, sir?
Yes, go on, we are listening.
My name is Ibi Babuchi. I'm calling from Aba in Biafra land. I heard what happened about holding our director, detaining him and torturing him. And I pray that Chukwu Okike Abiama will release director from that detention. And if they refuse to release him, honestly, I don't know what will happen, because my heart is involved since Saturday that I heard that they detained our director. I couldn't sleep and I couldn't eat. My mind, I'm not myself again. So I want something to, you know, happen, because it's too much. We can't take it again. We can't no longer take it. It's too much. Please, sir, let us do something. Let them know that they are dealing with human beings like them. Please, this is what I want to add. Please, sir.
You are still expecting something to be done. We have told you what to do. Our leader left a very, very clear directive. And you are still asking about what to do. This is, to me, unacceptable. It appears you are just listening to Radio Biafra. They are killing us as we speak, and we have the right to defend ourselves. If you love Nnamdi Kanu, if you are his follower, then follow his footsteps, follow his instructions. And that is it. We are here reporting the targeting, the molesting, the shooting of women who are on peaceful protests in Awka, in Umuahia, and indeed in Igwecha. There are also indigenous people of Biafra, family members who protested, and in some part of Igwecha, police also descended on them. This is an assault on free speech. This is an assault on freedom of association. And we are calling on the international community to take notice. We want to present evidence to them before anything that will come, because the tension is building and it may get to a point when we will not be able to control anybody. We are appealing to the international community, all men and women of conscience, to stand up and be counted. We are not going to rest. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender until the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is released. Not just being released, but he must be here with us. Anything outside this will be met with stiff opposition, because we are the people of God and we are indigenous people of Biafra, whom they are targeting, whom they are decimating, and whom they want to wipe out of existence. We have the right to exist, just like every other human being, just like every other group of people. It is our fundamental right, and nobody will take it away from us. No amount of intimidation, no amount of manipulation, no amount of orchestrated violence directed against us will stop us. Biafra spirit cannot be quenched, not now, not tomorrow. We are here as the people of Biafra, and we have the right to exist just like every other human being. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon, the Deputy Director.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
My name is Matthew Kokete. I'm from Aquino, I'm calling from Iguacha.
Yes, thank you very much.
My name is Matthew Kokete. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Yes, go ahead, we are listening.
Director, firstly, I want to appreciate what you are doing. It's not a procedure because everybody is provoking. Including as I'm talking to you, I am challenging a lot of people based on what is going on in this Nigeria. I believe in people, everything is peacefully. But what I have people trying to say, we have said that I want to say the whole Biafran, that this time is not going to be the 1967. Let the whole world bear witness, the whole world should also know that this time is not going to be easy. And we are not going to wait for anybody any longer because it's getting too much. Our territory has been detained and people are keeping quiet. We are not going to wait anymore because it's getting too much. Even the Yoruba people, some of them they are mocking at us, some of them they are saying it's all rubbish. But we are not going to take any longer because it's getting too much. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Well, succinctly put, thank you very much. The spirit of stupor that have taken or that has taken over some of us must leave us. You must give in to spirit of boldness and courage and defend your right to existence. If you don't do it, then you do not deserve to exist. This is the time that we stand up and be counted. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Omer Kachuku. I am calling from...
You're calling from where?
Okiji in the Temple.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okulu Chenefo, it is very, very unfortunate. I don't know why Anambra issue is getting this bad and worse. When we are following this protest after our meeting yesterday, we said that protest, and we are following this protest from the one that is happening at Iguacha, Umuahia, Asaba, anything. But this morning, it started in Onitsha. Young boys that came out on their own to protest, they did not go to their shop. They were picked by police. Was the first thing that happened.
Where did this happen? Did you say Onitsha or where? Where exactly, please?
No, the first one, this one happened at Onitsha. This early morning, around 8:30 to 9, it happened at Onitsha. About 50 or 60 of them were taken away. Then the police dispatched them. Then our women IPOP women, the chartered bus, 608 buses, and they all went to Oka. When they got to Oka, I followed them, but the instruction was that men will not be amongst the group. Let it be only our mothers. And they were just our mothers. We were hanging around. I was taking the pictures and the video. The next thing, police came out and started gassing our women. The instruction we were giving was giving this to that none of them should dress indecently. So most of them, about 90% of them, were carrying wrapper, and that they were carrying black hats, just ripping black hats. From that year, yes, they started shooting guns. Two women were shot on their legs. Women, one, her leg was shattered. The other one had bullet wounds, but it was empty. It was bleeding. You know our people now, when they hear the shot of gun, everybody ran away. Everybody started running from their steps. Uncle Luke, please.
Instead of challenging the bastards,
they are deliberately putting fears in our people. They are deliberately intimidating us to the extent of they don't want anybody to talk or say or do anything. Because immediately that thing happened, everybody ran away. Even some people outside Nigeria are even among these individuals. I heard somebody answering God. He said, one year, not staying in there. I said, I know that kind of a thing. They were discouraging people here, and people here are being afraid because of the kind of intimidation. So what we need is no longer enough talk, action. So everything that happens, the world has heard, and they have already known that our patient has run out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that report. Of course, there is no retreat, there is no surrender. And we are once again putting this as a notice to the international community that Biafran people are the people, indigenous people, to the land of Biafra. And we have the right to live and to exist. They are trying to wipe us out. They have continued to commit acts of war crime, genocide, and crime against humanity, against our people. This is unacceptable, and we will continue to protest. We will continue to do all we can to make sure that we do not go extinct. Call on the phone your name and where you are. But this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. I can't take this call. You need to be up to it, please. The number to call remains +447405964146, +447405964146. Call on the phone your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my every deputy.
Hello, welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay. My Ebu deputy, my name is Mr. Favour Olichukwu Obi. I'm calling from Igwota. I'm an indigenous of Umunochi in Isochi, local government, from Omobase, precisely.
Thank you very much.
I'm at Igwota right now. So, what I'm saying is that I'm a coordinator by God. Grace. So, I am trying to say that this very thing that we are doing now, I want everybody that call himself a Biafran, or everybody that know that he is Biafran, I mean all the angles, wherever the Biafran are, that they should join this effort now, as we are on this journey now, doing peaceful demonstration now. Let everybody, wherever they are, let them join hands now, because a time shall come, it will be too late to them. Those people that think that they have everything they need, those people that think that they are this or that, they are in their house, and all joking is taking place, and they relax. They feel that we are joking. They feel that we are, it is a childish play. I want to tell them that it is coming. The time is coming that they will say, "Chad, had I known." This is the way they are selling their birthright, just like Esau did, in the, because of porridge, because they are receiving taking money from the government of the zoo called Nigeria, from Buhari, the pedophile, the child rapist. Upon that, they see even our people that are called the so-called senators who are there. They are there, and all this thing is going on. They cannot even save their people. Even as they are shooting our women right now at Oka, they cannot rise up, even in that house where they are, to say, "Is enough, is enough." Let them quit from that senators and go back home. Let's see how they will run the government. Yeah? What is going on? They are holding our brother. They are holding our son. They are holding our director. Everybody is there, laughing in the house, doing nothing. Eh? What is going on with us? Eh? What is going on with us? Eh? Are they Nigeria before the British come? Eh? Eh? Please let everybody join hands. Eh? Let everybody join hands in this effort right now. This is the time we need Biafra most, and the time is now. And the time is here, and this is the opportunity. Since this pedophile have decided to hold our director ransom without anything, solely for saying the truth, only for liberating the blind, only for opening the eyes of those that cannot see, by opening the minds of people, of our children, some of our children, some of us, we don't know what happens. We don't know our history because of what they don't even teach history in the school. Yeah? What is going on with our people? Yeah?
Yes.
Please, my deputy, let something be done about this immediately. Everybody, I'm calling upon everybody. Not by why you hear my voice like this, because I am annoyed. I'm angry. Yeah? Please, let everybody join hands together. Let's forget this evil is this, or this is that, or our problem is this, or River State is this, or this is that. Let's forget all those things. Let's join our hands together. Let's know that we are the one people. Let's know that we are brothers. Yeah?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have to tell the world, Biafra, this morning, this afternoon. Please, thank you. And hold it down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and that was the voice of our brother, and we are reporting it as it has happened. We are making an on-the-spot analysis and on-the-spot account of what is happening to our people. This is on a day when the police, sanctioned by Governor Willie Obiano of Anambra State, have shot our mothers, our women who were protesting, who were on peaceful demonstration, following the detention, following the continued incarceration, following the continued torturing and the subjugation to inhuman and degrading treatment of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. And we are in solidarity with our people because we have the right to exist. Arrest of Nnamdi Kanu, detention and torturing of Nnamdi Kanu is an assault on free speech. It is an assault on fundamental human right of Biafran people to right their, and their right to self-determination. And we are resisting that, and we are saying that we are not surrendering, we are not going to retreat, and we are not going to abandon this. Nnamdi Kanu is not living on his own. He is living for the people of Biafra. And so any assault on him is an assault on Biafran people. And so we are not going to take it. Now is the time all of you saying, "To Nnamdi Kanu, I am with you, I will die with you, I will go anywhere with you." Now is the time. If you love Nnamdi Kanu, keep his commandments. just like COC we said. If you love Nnamdi Kanu, keep and adhere to his directives. Biafra must be restored. Nnamdi Kanu has not disappointed anybody, and so we must not disappoint him. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
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 Where are you calling from? What is your name, please?
I'm calling from Ibocha. My name is Timbikamokobo.
Yes, what is happening where you are, please?
I'm calling from Ibocha. My name is Timbikamokobo. Timbikamokobo is my name.
Yes, what is happening where you are?
Fine, I have a message for Britain. My message for Britain people is this. They are shooting our people in Port Harcourt. They are shooting us tear gas in Ibocha. And my message to Britain is this. Let British people hear this word. Whatever can happen to Biafran people, they will suffer it here in Nigeria. So, because it's the people who caused this problem in Biafran land. So make them pack and go. Let all the whole foreigner wait there for Biafran land should go. No could be that between we and the two people. So let them go. And if any Britons will remain here, they will suffer the problem. That's the only thing I have for Britain. I don't have any problem with Nigeria because we want to fight and they will fight and tire. Let them start killing our mothers and our fathers. That's no problem. Let them hold in and become, let them know the reason. Time will come, they will beg. Let them remember what happened to the Boko Haram people. Now they are begging for them. Now let them kill our people. Time will come, they will beg and nobody will hear them. That is my message for them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But my brother, the ordinary citizens of Britain are good people. It is their government that has continued to deceive them and to do all manner of things to subjugate Biafran people to slavery and to perpetual servitude. So let us get it clear. We are not happy because our rights are being trampled upon. They are killing us. They are maiming us. They are decimating our population. They are emasculating us. And we can no longer keep quiet, because if we do, we will all perish. We will all perish in no time. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are live from London and with some degree of certainty reaching the ends of the earth. This is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and this is an emergency one indeed. On this day, the 28th of October 2015, we are live, and we are calling on you, men and women of goodwill, all Biafran people, to wake up and defend what you believe in, because we will not all die at the same time. This is the time, a very difficult time for us, but we must also demonstrate the fact that we are resolute. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is still being held, and there will be no peace for the wicked. We are standing shoulder to shoulder with him wherever he is, whatever situation he is passing through. The only way we can demonstrate it is to, of course, adhere to his directives. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are enjoining all families of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world to demonstrate the fact that we are not happy. Go on peaceful protests wherever you are around the world, and let the world know what is happening to our people. We can no longer keep quiet, because they are maiming us, they are killing us, even in peacetime. We have the right to exist, and we must exist. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. Once again, the number to call remains +447405964146. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Pastor Ugozi Chibu from Okwawet. I'm retiring at Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
The Lord is your strength.
Thank you very much.
Now because the Lord is his strength.
Thank you. Amen.
To tell Buhari, if he did not release our leader, our director, what happened to Pharaoh? What happened to him? If he did not let the Biafra go, what happened to the Egyptians? It's what will happen to him. What will happen to Nigeria. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Deputy Director.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Deputy Director. This governor of Anambra State about this we and Obiano. I'm not. Hello.
Yes, go on. We are listening.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at what he's doing, because before he got to the seat, he won the election. He went to UK as to adoration UK in Anambra State to campaign for this his governorship. What happened that day? Crowd died. I saw it. I'm an eyewitness. At the end of everything. Now look at it. The same blood is being washed, is being shed up till now. So he's already a blood sucker demon. And the God will never forgive him. I'm just thinking it now. People that voted you in, your own people, and you are following the Hausa Boko Haram, killing them. I witnessed, during when I served in Jigawa State. What happened during 2011 election? People are being what? Others, their blood is being sacrificed. For what? For the so-called Zoo Nigeria. And then now, people are telling us that we should not agitate for our world freedom. It will never be well with we and Obiano in Anambra State. Those their mothers that being scattered, their leg is scattered today. That we are Obiano and him and his entire family generation will never see anything good. That seat will be more than us on him. No problem. Deputy Director, thank you very much for your work. We are with you till the end. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are live. We are direct. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. William Obiano has given in to the spirit of the evil one, and we must stand up to him. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Ufodo Amayike Chukwu Anthony. I'm calling you from Accra, Ghana.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. My Abu Dhabi director, please, we are not happy. We are boiling. Last time they shot at us on our way on a peaceful demonstration in Anambra State on 5th of August. Today again, they are not shooting at our mother. Can the world hear this? Can the world see this? Are they seeing? Can they see? We are not one. Nigeria is not one. Never one. They are, this is our country. This demo is not another nation. We are not one and we can never be. Our director, the eye we used to see, the man we love so much, the mouthpiece of the Afghans, is now detained in prison, being tortured, bleeding. It's put up for nothing. Where is the law? Buhari is the only person that is above the law. Look at Willie Obi Ano killing our mother, shooting at them. Why? What have we done wrong? Who are we before the Britain come? Nigeria is not one. Nigeria will never be. They are not giving us reason to come, and we will come. We are coming. They should get ready. Thank you, my deputy director. May God be with you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Indeed, we are not one. There is nothing in common that we have. We have nothing in common culturally, religiously, socially, and otherwise. What is Nigeria is clash of civilizations. And it is always the price that Biafra people that pay that has continued to keep the zoo called Nigeria as one. You don't like the Biafran people, then let them go. Why are you holding them? We are telling the world that enough is enough. We are running this live broadcast to demonstrate the fact that the zoo called Nigeria is a lawless contraption, and that there is no rule of law, and there is nothing good about Nigeria. And that the people who are being held in subjugation, in servitude, and those whose human rights are being trampled upon have right to speak out. The Biafran people, the people of Biafra, has been bearing the brunt of one Nigeria. And it is time for us to say that we must go home. What we are doing is legitimate, it is democratic, it is lawful, and it is underpinned by the United Nations Declaration on the Right of Indigenous People to Self-Determination, 2007. And this is a document that was adopted and ratified by the African Union. And by implication, all members of the union also incorporated it into their national laws, including the zoo called Nigeria. The right to self-determination is a right that cannot be taken away from a people. Nigeria is signatory to it, and today they are violating that commitment. And we are demonstrating the fact that Nigeria is a lawless contraption, and that the world must take notice. Even if you are pretending before, now is the time that you have to take a closer look. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello, can you speak up, please? Can you speak up? Give us your name and where you are for the last time. the caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. Please move away from the radio or turn it off.
Caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Which am I for?
Yes, speaking. Yes, Uteme 4 speaking. Go ahead.
Hello, good day, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, my name is Friday Irende. I'm calling you from Aba.
Thank you very much. What is happening in Aba? And in fact, where you are?
Our woman. Our women go to Maya this morning, and yeah. I don't call my wife now. He say that the policeman tear gas for them for Maya now. So all of them they are running for Maya now.
Yes, we have heard it, but we want on the spot account of what happened exactly.
Hello.
Yes, hello. If you can get us somebody who was a participant in that demonstration and peaceful protest, that would be good so that the world will understand what is happening.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Call on the phone your name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Ubigbo, Ugocha. My name is Eze Stanley. So what I'm hearing from here now, I want to explain myself to that now. What I'm hearing is last week, Wednesday, I'm very, very hungry about it. I hear that they took our director since Wednesday, which I don't know whether he's back or not. So I want to know here from you whether he's back or not.
If director is back, you would have heard his voice. Director is still being detained. And everything humanly possible is being made for his bail. At the moment, it is not over yet until it is over. It is not over yet until he is here with us physically.
So, sir, I'm very, very, I'm hungry about it because my people are hungry about it. So that why should we allow this type of things happen? We are not want to do anything. We're supposed to do something so that they will know that, yes, we are serious for this matter. Because since Wednesday, my director had not heard his language. I did not hear anything about it. I'm very, very hungry. I'm very hungry about it. I'm very, very hungry. Let us do something so that we will know that, yes, we are serious on not to eat this issue.
Do you belong and to... Now, are you part of the IPOB family at all?
Yes.
Then go back to your zone and take directive from there.
Okay, sir. There's no problem, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you're speaking to Matthew.
And this is a live broadcast.
I said hello. You're speaking to Matthew.
Yes, Matthew who?
Yes, Matthew from Port Harcourt.
What is your surname?
Kingsley is my surname.
Matthew Kingsley.
Kingsley is my surname, yes.
Matthew Princey.
Yes, we are along Rumukushi on a peaceful demonstration, yes.
Yes, are you still on the demonstration? Are you still on the protest? Hello? They are gone. And this is, of course, the continuing broadcast, emergency broadcast this afternoon, following the intensification of orchestrated orgy of violence by the Nigerian police, Nigerian army, Nigerian navy, and their ancillary counter security forces against the people of Biafra, against unarmed women, against those who are on peaceful protest as a result of the continuing detention and torturing of the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, by the murderous Nigerian agents. And in Anambra, and precisely in Awka, Willie Obiano, the rogue governor of Anambra State, ordered the police to shoot at women who are holding only placards, women who do not have any weapon on them. They shot them. And this is a crime against humanity. And the world must take notice. We want the pictures and videos of all those women, and we have to document it. Willie Obiano is becoming anti-people. He is already one. And he will reap what he sow. We are making it abundantly clear that the people of Biafra can no longer wait for them to be killed on a daily basis. One of the first steps is to tell the world that we are being killed, and that's what we are doing now. Tension is building and people are angry. It may get to a point where we may no longer be able to hold people because they will overwhelm us. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct, and there is nobody known as Nigeria. Nigeria is an evil empire. Nigeria is a contraption, a rogue state being governed by rogue elements. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello? Are you hearing me, the caller on the phone? No, I will take another call. Caller on the phone, are you hearing me? They are not there. I will now go to Skype to take a call from there. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Deputy Director Mazi Uche, good day, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Obaleze Chukwubikem Okolie. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal at the moment.
Thank you very
honestly,
much.
Honestly, there is nothing good about this day. Honestly, there is nothing good about this moment. There is nothing good about this hour. And there is nothing good about this minute. I call in this afternoon because I think it is the right time to tell every Biafran all over the world, especially those in Biafra land, to tell them and let them to know that we, the indigenous people of Biafra, we are not sleeping. And those that have pledged to be with our director, Nnamdi Kanu, in time of trouble, those that have pledged that director, I am with you. Those that have pledged that director, I am going to stand in your front. Those that have pledged that director, I am going to be behind you. Those that have pledged that director, I am going to be anywhere you are. I want to see them standing up this moment. I want to let the whole world know that we, the indigenous people of Biafra, we are not terrorists. We are asking for our freedom. We are asking for our freedom. The freedom of the indigenous people to defend themselves, to govern themselves, is only what we seek. We are not asking for the land that belongs to the Hausa Fulani. We are not asking for the land that belongs to the Yoruba people. We are only asking for the land which Tukoki Kabiama gave to us. We are only asking for the land that belongs to us. The arrest of our director, Nnamdi Kanu, is going to spell doom to that contraption entity called Nigeria. They told us that they have granted him bail. But yet, up to this moment, we have not heard from him. Therefore, I want to use this opportunity to speak to every Biafra man and woman boys and girls, father, mother, those young youth who have been calling all this while asking what are we going to do? The hour has come when every instruction given to us by our director is going to be carried out. The director said it clear, and our deputy, our CEO, Mazi Chukwuemeka Iranya, repeated it yesterday and reminded us that we should follow his commandment according to the book of James, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandment. The commandment which our director left behind is this: if you do not hear from me after 3 days, the fourth day, burn the zoo down. The instruction has been given and it has been taken. Men on the ground, I know that you guys are listening at this moment. This is not time for tittle-tattle. This is not time for any pathetic words. It's not time for crying. Rather, it is time for action. Where are the action men? Where are the action women? Our women are being protesting only on the ground, and the police are shooting them. How can the police be shooting those that are protesting? Where is the right of the indigenous people for self-determination? United Nations, African Union, European Union, where are you? Human rights activists, where are you? Where in this world is it written that people that ask for their freedom peacefully should be shot and killed for no reason? Where is it done in the world that the people that seek for self-determination should not air their opinion, should not speak to the world, to tell the world that we need our freedom? It is not a crime. It is only in Nigeria, in Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that somebody will stand up to ask for his freedom, and that person should be killed. That person should be shot. Now I'm asking once again, those of you that have asked me a lot of questions in the past, if this happened, what are we going to do? The director have told us everything that we need to do. The director have given us the right instruction to follow. Where are you? Are you sleeping? Where are you? Are you sleeping? We need to know that this world, the Second World War, was in the year 1914, the same year that the zoo was created, and something led to this war because a prince was killed and it escalated and the whole world shook. The whole world was shaking. Now it is time for them to let Nnamdi Kanu to go and to give us Biafra, because all we seek is our freedom. All we seek is our freedom. We do not ask for anything lesser than our freedom. Our freedom for self-determination. These people have pushed us to the wall, and there is a limit which you can push somebody. The person will have to bounce back on you. We are educated people. We are not recalcitrant idiots. We are not terrorists from Hausa land. If what is happening to us now has been happening to Hausa people, believe me, you, by this time they must have been killing our people in the north. But because we are educated, because we are following due process, because we are following the protocols that guide the current system of freedom fighting, that is why we are still waiting up to this moment. We are taking record of every mass killing. We are taking record of every evil mayhem meted against us, so that the United Nations, so that international community, America, United Kingdom, and France, you people are listening, including Russia, Japan, you people know that we are not violent people. What we ask for is only our freedom. What we ask for is only to live as women, because our land is disseminated. They have sent us away from our land. We are scavenging from here to there. Mazen Nnamdi Kanu have come to restore this land. They have come to tell us who we are. Now, we have come out to ask what our forefathers gave to us. Why should we be killed? What are the offenses that we have committed? I just don't want to say more than this, but I want the whole world to know that anything that started happening in this land called Biafra land right now, and in Nigeria are the cause. Because the president called Muhammad Buhari, he is a stark illiterate. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't have any idea of any governance. Boko Haram is killing people in the north. He is not even able to stop Boko Haram. Those that have taken over 20,000 lives. He is now arresting somebody who is a peaceful freedom fighter, asking for his freedom. What they see in the hand of Boko Haram will be a child's play if the Biafran rise. This is what I want to say this afternoon. Thank you very much. And stand up all up your front. Bless you. I know that wherever our director is right now, he is strong. He is resolute. His doggedness has been my watchword. I believe in him. I know he is the Messiah. He is the man that God has sent to liberate us from this shackle of darkness. And he must come back to us alive. Nothing shall happen to him. If there's any scratch on this man's body, believe me, you, as the order which you have laid on the ground has been given, every living thing in that ground will fall. It will fall. Thank you very much, and Biafra all over the world. May you remain resolute and continue this struggle until our director is released and our freedom is given. Thank you very much, and continue the struggle. May God bless you. I'm signing off from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much, darling team, for that. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are live, we are direct. Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, does not live on his own. He is living for his people, and any attempt to harm him will spell doom for whoever is involved. This is as constant as anything you can think of. We are definite, and we are not missing words about it. Anything that happens to Nnamdi Kanu will spell doom for Nigeria and Nigerians. We are not asking for anything, we are asking for our freedom. We have the right to exist, we have the right to defend ourselves. That is just what we are doing. We are going and exploring every available peaceful avenue to make sure that we are free. But they are killing us. They are coming against us. They are ganging up against us. They are shooting unarmed women who are simply saying that what is happening they don't like. What do you call this kind of system? A democratic system, a system that underpins itself by the rule of law, or a system that is underpinned by rule of law rather. Does this society, the zoo called Nigeria, have any qualification at all to be part of the international community? We are telling the international community, the world, to understand what we are saying here. Look into the contraption called Nigeria. The people in there are suffering. A group of people think that they are born to rule and that nobody can say anything about it. They kill, they pillage, they decimate with impunity. And we are saying that we are no longer going to take it. That is why we are exploring every peaceful avenue up until this moment, because our people are angry, and there is going to be a time when we will no longer control them. They will overwhelm us. People are angry. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, is still being incarcerated. He is still in custody. He is still being tortured, and he is still being subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, which is unacceptable. His fundamental human rights have been violated with impunity in a system that does not have law. They pretend to have law, but they don't implement it. We are talking to any and group of people who have the interest of mankind at heart. We are asking the human rights communities to wake up, because we can no longer hold. They call on the phone, your name, and where you are. There is no time for this, please. If you don't want to talk, we will move on. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Is this Uchemefo?
Speaking. This is Radio Biafra. Where are you calling from?
Okay. All right. Good afternoon, my brother, me.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Okay. I'm calling from, I am Obilo Toyabuiz from Biafra land, Igbo State.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say a little thing towards the problem about our national director, Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, in fact, it's to our surprising that somebody like Buhari and his zoo, army and police who don't know their left and right is holding our people that are demonstrating for their freedom. Like here in Igbocha today, people are trying to come out, but few of them that came out, police was just shooting. And we don't know what is their plan, and we know that they are out to kill. It's just because they don't know. That is what frightening others not to come out again to say something, or I mean to follow and demonstrate. Because right now, here we are, in the hand of the zoo, police, and the army, they call themselves. So there is something again I want you to understand, Uchemefo, because you know here in Zulu we don't have anything to defend ourselves as regards to anything, a nation or something like that, and that is why people are afraid of coming out. And again, if people call, and sometimes when they call you, you because of the network you cannot hear them. Please, I want you to exercise a little patience to listen to them so that they might have something that is good, that they can take the information they can pass to you so that they can help us on this struggling.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. People cannot call and continue to hear themselves speak. We have continued to say all this. You can't call Radio Biafra and continue to wait for you to hear your voice. When you call Radio Biafra, start speaking immediately. We have been saying all these things. So we don't have much time to wait. There are hundreds of calls coming in within minutes. Thank you very much. Anna, do you belong to any family at all?
Yes, I have not belonged to anyone, but...
Exactly. That is why you are speaking the way you are speaking. That is why you are speaking the way you are speaking. If you belong to any IPOB family where you are, you will understand what is going on the ground. And probably not coming on air to say the way you are saying it. So go back to where you are and join IPOB family there and take directive from there.
Straight away. I am promising you now, before the weekend, I'm going to do that. I'll make...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I pray for our director, Nnamdi Kanu, that he will come back in good health and continue his work where he's off from, where you're taking over, so that God may guide him. Chukwu Abiyama will guide him through and save his life and whatever circumstances should be saved through.
Amen.
In Yahusha's name.
Amen. You say thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct, and this is an emergency one indeed. On a day when they are killing our people, they call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking, we will take another call. They call on the phone, where are you calling from and what is your name? They are not talking.
Hello?
Give us your name and Hello? Where you're coming from, or where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is David Njoku. I'm from Ikwiri land. I'm the coordinator for IPOB in Igbocha. I really want to comment on the rally today in Igbocha. For people, go come out in mass to protest and ask for the immediate release of our leader and for the restoration of Biafra.
Yes.
It was a very good day here in Igbocha. The zeal was there, and the people turned out in mass. Anywhere we pass, the cow, you cannot behold it. We started from Romola as early as 10 a.m. in the morning, and we went through my one flyover. Though at Garrison, the police at earlier hour tried to see if they can block us, but they could not withstand the crowd. But after then, what they did was also to accompany us as we went ahead. We went through my one flyover and then to the government house, back to Lagos bus stop. And from Lagos bus stop, we came back to my one. And from my one to my three, from my three to Umokuta and then Umokoro. From there, we are really to finalize at the Enemy Junction. To afford them to stop right now, the protest was successful. There was no problem. IPOP well organized. No damage, no problem.
We are lawful people, of course.
Our people coming out to show solidarity that we need with our territory base and therefore restore. So we really thank our people as we come out in mass to support this very rally. It's a very wonderful one, and our people have seen that indeed we really want Biafra and we want our territory released immediately. Because if this crowd should come out with anger, something will go wrong. So the world should hear it at this hour, that we have come out peacefully to ask that our leader be released and the Biafra be immediately restored. Thank you, Uche, for the work you are doing. Thank you, Biafrans all over the world. This is the report from Igocha. I thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The protest cannot be one-off. The protest must continue. It must be an ongoing thing. It must continue until our leader is released and he is physically here with us. The protest cannot stop. It is not one-off. It is going to be a continuous one. I thank all those who have come out today to show solidarity to or with our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. And we are instructing the national coordinator or zonal coordinators in Anambra and in Awka, in Enugu, where some women were arrested as well, in Umuahia and in Port Harcourt. Anybody wounded, especially in Awka, should be treated. Please make sure that they are taken to hospital and given proper medical attention and report back to us. Report back to the directorate. The coordinators there, you know yourselves. Please make sure that our mothers who are wounded, who sustained gunshots on their legs, are taken care of. Take them to hospital and let them be taken care of. We are, of course, expressing our sadness over the event, and we will, of course, continue on this stage, and without retreating and without surrendering. We want the names of our mothers and our women who were hurt during that peaceful protest. And William Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, must be challenged no matter what it takes. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are here. We are live. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We will take another call. The call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
I'm calling from Igocha. My name is Omi Sunday. Omi Sunday.
Thank you very much.
I haven't much words to conclude the good, but just small thing. What I want to tell you is that they are making it for some places. There are people who call you without a sense. When somebody, since the beginning of radio, when the director is on, everybody know the rules and regulation. When you call, you tell your name, where you come from. You begin to say, but when somebody will call you, hello, is that Mr. Uche Mefo? And you continue answering the person, I don't like it. Cut it off and find another person. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that observation. And of course, we will continue. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. I don't know what is happening there, and of course we will try to take one or two calls from Biafra Land. We will try to see if we can get this call on the phone. Are you hearing me? No, they are not hearing me. They are not hearing me. We will take a break and come back. A few minutes break and come back. I need to rectify one or two things. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. As they call on the phone, your name and where you are. I think we have been joined by somebody, a coordinator, or rather a brother from Umuahia, where the protest took place this afternoon, or this morning, rather. Can you give us your name, please, and where you are at the moment?
Okay, my name is Kelechi Okore. I'm calling from Umuahia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What happened, and indeed what is happening now?
Our women were protesting, and they were at government of Umuahia, and they were not allowed to go in, even when some others were let in, and some of them were, they were shouting with blankets, with different institutions. And those Nigeria police couldn't allow them in, and they were putting tear gas on them. They started fighting. Even some of them were injured and several injuries. Even if I can recall, there is one missing baby. I met the woman who said that that little child is 11 weeks old. The police man is putting tear gas on child. I don't know if that child is unconscious or not.
The policeman sprayed tear gas on the baby.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Just 1 minute. 1 minute. Is it possible to get the picture of that child, please?
They seize our cameras and our phones. I now dodged my own, so I don't know. Here I am, not secure to do that as I'm talking to you now.
Okay, alright.
Not secure, because they might seize my office.
Okay. If anybody is able to get the pictures of the brutality of the police in Umuahia, in Oka, in Ugocha, and some arrests made in Enugu, please, we need them to build up evidence against these people to justify what we are doing. We are peaceful people. Go on, please.
I have the videos with me. I have the videos with me because I don't mind. The civic collected mine. I don't mind.
Okay, so because you will send it to us, please. You will send it to us. You will send it to us. Whatever you have, send it to us.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we have reached you from London. We will take a break and, of course, come back at 7 p.m. Biafra time, when we will be, of course, having our usual evening program live broadcast. This has been Radio Biafra Emergency Program, occasioning, or rather, following the brutality and the shooting by the Nigerian police in Oka and elsewhere around Biafra land. Biafran people are peaceful people. We are peace-loving people. We are law-abiding people. And what we are doing is not unlawful, because we have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to existence. We have our fundamental human rights to claim and to exercise, our freedoms to exercise. But those freedoms and rights are being trampled upon with impunity by the murderous Nigerian security agents, while the President Muhammad Buhari looks the other way. We are putting the world on notice that we can no longer keep quiet, because, like I have always said, we have the right to live, and we will defend the life that God has given to us. What else can I say? We ask God Almighty to be with all families of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Continue to renew us, continue to revive us. More importantly, give us the spirit of boldness and courage to claim what belongs to us. We are not forgetting our leader Nnamdi Kanu, wherever he is. Surround him with thy presence. Destroy every obstacle formed and fashioned against him. Let it go back to the sender, for we have no other but you. We believe that you are our God, because you are the author and finisher of our lives. And as such, we want you to wake up in your mighty valor and defend your people. The time has come. The people of Biafra are in perpetual pains. We are in agony, but we have hope in you that you will do it for us, just as you did for the people of Israel. Good afternoon once more, but there is nothing good about this afternoon indeed. This is your sincerely Uchemo 4. I am the Deputy Leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, signing off from London. Thank you very much.
Release yourself and let him go. Release. what you see. One day you'll be surprised what to hear. Makonye anachi ya sanelu.
Chia chupa mi amor.